KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
David and Carol Beth Stewart are licensed independent broker Medicare advisors. I'm Jim Williams with you today on ABQ Connect. And so if you're thinking about Medicare, if you don't know if you're quite at the age yet, if you want to know what the rules are, if you think that this is something that a loved one might need to listen to, this will be available to you on our podcast site as well. David and Carol Beth, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Talk to us a little bit about, well, I'll just read something you gave me. If you're not on Medicare but want to learn more about how Medicare works, what you need to do, when to enroll, and how to avoid penalties, in addition to the show, you all are providing some education opportunities. You mentioned one, our listeners are familiar with John Moore.
Yes, sir.
And our friend Brian Cochran. You've already done one that's available on his website. Is that right?
That's correct. If you go to johnmoore.com, under the Insights tab, there's a webinar we did with them.
I love that. And then you're going to be doing another one on October 17th at Hoffmantown Church. Tell us about that one.
That's correct. So on October 17th at 10 a.m. at Hoffmantown Church, we will be giving an educational seminar that will be focusing on just helping people know the basics about Medicare, such as what are the timelines? When should they start thinking about Medicare? What does Medicare cover? And then just talking about the main categories of types of plans that they might want to start thinking about. And then also something that's really important this time of year is we are now in what's called annual enrollment, where people who are already on Medicare can make changes. They can decide to change their Advantage plan or prescription drug plan, or they can start on one of those plans, enroll in one of those for 2026. It's making decisions looking towards January.
David and Carol Beth will be with us the entire hour, or so up until 2 o'clock. So if you have questions that you want to ask, you're welcome to call as well at 505-338-5790, and we'll let you talk to David and Carol Beth. But we're going to try to cover most of the bases. And so let's start with some basics. When is a person eligible to take Medicare benefits?
Let me lead in with a disclaimer, if you don't mind.
No problem.
What we're doing now is called an educational event. We are a non-government agency. We don't represent the government. We also don't represent every plan. You can always go to Medicare.gov or to the state health insurance program for more information. Now to your question.
And you provide all of this information for free.
That's right. We don't charge people. We do get paid by the carriers if you sign up with us, but we know it starts with education, which is why we're here today.
Yeah, I love that. So let's say you're turning 62 in October. When should you sign up for Medicare?
Well, 62 is a great time to think about Social Security. But unless you have certain conditions, like you've been on disability for 24 months, you have end-stage renal disease, you cannot sign up for Medicare until you're 65.
65, okay. That's good to know.
Now you can do what we're doing now. You can start to learn, because it's a new language that you're going to have to master to work with hospitals and doctors and providers to get your arms around this thing and be able to navigate it.
Okay, so can you still be working? Let's say you're 65, you've not retired yet. Can you be on Medicare even though your employer might still be providing insurance?
That's a great question. So if you work past age 65 and you are covered by a group plan that's considered creditable, which just means that it's as good or better than Medicare, then you may want to postpone enrolling in Medicare and staying on your group health plan. But it's a time to kind of compare your group health plan with how much Medicare would cost. So it is a time that people can compare and decide that they want to stay on their group plan if it's creditable, or consider going on to Medicare. And basically, it's a time to think about the coverage, the care, and the costs. And that's what we do when we meet with people, is help them to consider those aspects of different plans and then make a decision that's best for them.
Okay. I'm just going to use myself as an example. I'm 67, so I've been on Medicare a couple years. And I compared that to, I don't really have a full-time job, so I couldn't be on a corporate medical insurance plan. But when I was probably paying, and I'm just going to ballpark, $350, $400 a month. So the $185 that I have to pay for my Medicare insurance is a pretty good deal. I think we probably ought to pause here because there's a part A and a part B and a part C and a part D. And maybe we ought to talk about actually what Medicare insurance is. Could you explain those different components to us?
Let me give a big picture view of what we're talking about. The government wants you to have what they call creditable coverage insurance, health insurance, from age 65 forward.
Okay.
So when you think about, well, is it time to get on Medicare? You know, what about insurance at work? Some insurance at work counts and some doesn't. This term, again, we're learning a new language. Mm-hmm. The terminology creditable coverage means you work for a larger employer, 20 or more employees, and they have a group plan coverage available. So if you have that, you're okay. COBRA, which some people have been moved to, doesn't count. Hmm. And so this transition period of when do I get on Medicare? Should I wait? There is a little bit of a dance there. But the main idea is you want to have creditable coverage for the rest of your life, from age 65 forward, even if you've never had health insurance before.
Mm.
So, but yes, the main parts that people are familiar with is the first four letters of the alphabet. Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, Medicare Part C, and Medicare Part D. That's where we start. And so...
So Part A, I understand that's hospital insurance.
So... When we talk about A and B, that is the parts of original Medicare.
Okay.
So that is the federal health insurance program that you pay into when you're working, you or your spouse. And so the first step when someone is considering going on to Medicare is going on to the federal program, and we call that original Medicare. So Part A is the hospital insurance. So generally that covers your inpatient hospital. Then Part B is medical. So that is outpatient. It's kind of the larger category that covers everything except for your inpatient hospital. So A and B, that's your original Medicare. And A, you're entitled to if you have worked 40 or more quarters, you or your spouse. And then Part B actually does come with a cost. So when you do enroll in Part B, then you will start paying a monthly premium.
And that's what I pay right now. Because I'm on Medicare,
yes.
And mine just happens to be $185
yes.
a month.
Right. And so that is what most people pay in 2025. And
okay.
That will go up next year in 2026. So how much people pay for Part B? Again, most people this year are paying $185. If your income is low, Medicaid can help pay that monthly premium. If your income is high, then you pay what's called IRMA, which stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, which means that you will, depending on your income, you're going to pay more for your Part B and more for your Part D.
As people are listening, I'm smiling at Carol Beth. Well, I'm smiling because of this. Your timing is so great. Friday, October 17th, Carol Beth and David Stewart will be, their company is called Black Bear Insurance. They are an independent broker. their services they do not charge for. But today, we're not talking as much about Black Bear Medicare, but I do want to give contact information. 505-620-7175 is their phone number. Their web address is blackbearinsurance.com. But they are today representing a lot of brokers and talking about the concept. And I'm laughing because you have such great details, but I'm nervous about people driving down the street, listening to us on the radio, thinking, oh, I got to take notes on this. No, I don't take notes on this. There's a free seminar on Friday, October 17th. It's called Medicare Education. David and Carol Beth will be hosting that. Plus, there's additional information. Everybody knows our friend Brian Cochran comes on the radio here every Friday. He gives us all kinds of financial advice. If you go to johnmoore.com, click on the Insights tab, you can click on a webinar that's going to be similar to this Medicare education deal that you're doing at Hoffmantown. Hoffmantown Church, October 17th, 10 a.m., free event. Nobody has to pay, but you can also get involved in some Q&A, right?
That's right. We're not trying to sign anybody up for anything. We're just kind of talking about how things work and hopefully starting this education process. We're teaching someone this new language. And so ABCD, as Carol Beth mentioned, federal government part, original Medicare, A and B. C and D, on the other hand, is the private part.
Right.
C is Advantage plans. D is drug plans. And then E, if you will, is supplement plans. So we've got to put all this together. And how do we put it together for someone? Well, we've got to learn what matters to them about doctors and medications and facilities and how important is dental to you or going to the gym or these other parts and pieces that help us navigate someone to what might work for them.
Tell us how working with an independent broker, such as Black Bear Insurance, is different than working with a Medicare provider who provides Medicare plans. How is that different?
So we call those people carriers. Okay. And so a carrier is a company that represents Part C plans, right? Mm-hmm. Advantage plans. They do not represent 9 of the 11 carriers available or the dozens of plans available across those different carriers. They can only point someone to one of their 2, 3, 4 options available. Now, that might be right for you, but you haven't zoomed out to see what else is available. And we don't have a dog in the fight. We're trying to help the person narrow their list so they can make an educated decision for them. It's like going to thinking about buying a new car and you go to a place that only sells trucks. Well, no matter what, the answer is going to be a new truck, right?
Yes.
And so we need to back up and think about how many people need to fit in the car and what kind of tires we need on that car and the mileage and all these things. And so Medicare doesn't seem complicated at first, but it is the details that get you in trouble.
And there's some timing to signing up and doing all of that. We're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors. And by the way, Black Bear Insurance is a sponsor of the programming here at KLYT. And we very much appreciate you guys doing that. And, you know, it helps us bring the gospel to people. It helps us provide valuable information like we're talking about today. I think there's probably a lot of listeners that are near my age that are really wanting to know the details. And bet you there's people that have gotten to the office, got their pens and their notebooks out. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the changes. You already mentioned that the premiums might be increasing. And again, this doesn't have anything to do with you guys. That's a government thing. But let's talk about some of the changes you're anticipating. And then you talked about this being open enrollment and what some considerations people might want to review because they might be currently on an Advantage plan and that may be changing, and they may need. So let's talk about some of those things when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. David and Carol Beth Stewart with Black Bear Insurance are with us. Phone number 505-620-7175 if you need to call and get detailed information that you don't hear on the broadcast today. We'll be right back. Jim Williams with you today on ABQ Connect. As you're listening, keep this in mind. Friday, October 17th, 10 o'clock a.m., Hoffmantown Church, Medicare education for free, presented by Black Bear Insurance. Carol Beth and David Stewart, they have been doing this a while, and they are independent advisors, non-government agency, also sponsors of the programming here at KLYT. But this event is absolutely free. Questions like, is all the stuff you hear about Medicare true? All the stuff you hear on TV true? Whether you're new to Medicare, considering changing plans, come for coffee and donuts, this is just a free opportunity. And today's a free opportunity. We're just glad that you're here. So did you call this the,
ANOC.
You Enoch know, I had letter. Enoch in my brain. I had the biblical character, right. Enoch. So what does ANOC stand for, and why, what does it describe as changing?
So ANOC stands for Annual Notice of Change. And why we're talking about that is this time of year, if you are on an Advantage plan with Medicare or a prescription drug plan, your carrier or the company that sponsors your plan should be sending you a letter called the ANOC letter that basically tells how your plan's going to change for next year. And so that's really important because we know that things change every year. And so it's important to look at that letter, see how your plan will be changing for next year, and decide, are there any deal breakers here? You know, this is the time of year you can make a change. If you want to change to a different plan for 2026,
and that change has to be done by when?
So the time to make your decision is October 15th through December 7th. And then that will be effective January 1st.
Okay. So, and if you don't make a change by then, you're locked into what you have, right?
Right. That this is your time to make a change. There is another period that's called open enrollment, January 1st through March 31st, where you can make a one-time change. But right now is really the time that we try to encourage people to get that change made.
We covered a little bit in the first segment about when someone should start educating themselves, when you're 63, 64. I mean, I know some people that go on Social Security when they're like 62, right? But they can't be on Medicare till they're 65?
Unless they have certain conditions.
Okay.
Most people start at 65, but I know this sounds silly, but I really think it's for everyone, okay? Mm-hmm. And the reason is because lots of children help their parents figure out and manage their Medicare.
Ah.
And so even if you're in your 40s or what have you, you need to start learning this with your parents so you can make sure you can double check your parents on what their thoughts are or decisions are. Not do it for them, of course, but it gets you ready for your turn. And we have a reference point, right, of if you have insurance from work, you're used to terms like HMO and PPO, some of these things. So that kind of wets your whistle. But Medicare, you know, you dive off into the deep end of some of these issues. So this first thing you're talking about, we use the letter C to describe these different things. And so the first thing to think about is the calendar. Calendar answers the question of when. When should I get on Medicare? So a few exceptions before 65, the closer you get to 65, you need to have a better understanding of, can I stay on an employer group plan? Should I switch to Medicare? Maybe you have both choices. That's great. Now we need to think about cost, coverage, care. to compare these plans. So options is good, but it can be overwhelming. So who's going to navigate you through the process? We think a broker is the right person to do that, whether that's us or somebody else. An independent broker can help you think through your own personal situation. They've hopefully, if they've been doing it a while, they've done it hundreds of times. They know the drill. They may not know every answer, but they know where to find the answers. And it doesn't cost anything. Think about if you had a tax advisor, even if you like to do your own taxes, who would review your return for free to let you know if you missed anything. Well, that's kind of how we feel we are. We don't charge anything. Let us help you think through what you've maybe already decided or learn something you didn't know, right?
Yeah.
So that you know that you're making a good decision.
We should also qualify that people that are independent Medicare advisors, like Black Bear Insurance, do get paid, but you get paid by the carriers.
That is correct.
So the individual doesn't get charged. So we do want to disclose that's how, and what we're doing today is David and Carol Beth Stewart are with BlackBearInsurance.com, BlackBearInsurance.com. Phone number 505-620-7175. As you're listening today, especially if you're driving, please don't be taking notes. All of this information is available. And if you need additional information, then the contact information is, as I stated, and I'll keep giving it. I also want to remind everybody that David and Carol Beth will be giving a free seminar Friday, October 17th, 10 o'clock a.m. at Hoffmantown Church. And you can go to you can RSVP for that at AFM. What's AFM stand for?
Family Ministries, not sure.
Okay. So that's actually a Hoffmantown thing. AFM at Hoffmantown.org. And you can RSVP just to let them know who's going to be there. The church is opening up their doors because this is great information for the public. Medicare education, that's a lot. Let's talk a little bit now about how you feel. Do you have people that get confused because they're working? I know somebody, and forgive me if I don't get this right, but I think they took Part A Medicare, but they continued on their employer insurance because Part A takes care of hospitalization at, I think they told me, considerably less money than what you pay for a private insurance company. So they've got Part A, they're 65, still working, but they maintain, they don't have Part B or the prescriptions, which I guess is Part D. They just stayed on their employer plan. Do you see that frequently?
So someone can enroll in Part A when they turn 65, even if they want to stay on their group health insurance. And one reason they can do that is because if you are entitled to Part A, which means you have that the work experience that mm-hmm. qualifies you for that, Part A does not cost anything. So some people go ahead and enroll in Part A while they're working and while they're still on their group insurance, and it's not an additional cost. There are some considerations to think about that either your CPA or a Medicare broker can talk to you about that you want to consider before.
Carol Beth, would it be helpful if before somebody comes to a seminar or even as they're thinking about it now, that they go to ssa.gov and open up a My Social Security account?
That is a great thing to do, yes, because if once you have your Social Security account set up, then it's very easy to process the application for Medicare.
And you and David could actually tell them exactly how to look up how many quarters or how much, whether they're qualified.
Well, we don't usually tell people if
oh,
they're
don't.
Qualified.
Okay.
No, but we do walk through The process of setting up that account, if someone just wants us to sit next to them to help them set it up, we can do that. But again, we don't work for SSA, you know, or anything like that. But we do just help people with that process if they need help.
Yeah, I think that you should have my Social Security account. I don't care how old you are, because then you can kind of keep track of what work quarters. Let's say you filed a tax return in 2023. You go in and you look at my SSA and you don't see any credit for that. Well, that ball got dropped, and you need to make sure they have that tax information, because you have to have so many years of work service before you're qualified for Medicare and Social Security.
And SSA is the department that enrolls people in Medicare. So that is the reason that it's related, is SSA, the Social Security Administration, is responsible for enrolling people in Medicare. You don't have to be taking Social Security payments to enroll in Medicare, but they are the organization that help people get started. That's where you enroll. You go into a Social Security office, or you can do it online at their website, but they process the enrollment, and they're the ones who send out your Medicare card.
Yeah, I did mine online, and I thought it was very easy. And you'll walk through people through that process?
We do. We just sit beside them and help them with the process. They do it themselves, but we can just kind of show them how to go.
So do you have people that show up with their laptops?
Yes.
You do.
And cell phones. I mean, you can do it on your cell phone. That's often in our first meeting, have you done that yet? Right?
So, okay.
You brought up a good point, though. You have to have 40 quarters of having worked where Medicare was taken out of your paycheck. So if you look at your paycheck, it should have a little entry there for Medicare. But that covers both you and your spouse. So if you have a spouse who did not work, whether they were stayed at home, raising children, doing something else, had a part-time job, what have you, right? Your spouse would cover your credit necessary to get on Part A.
And you can tell by my SSA, by your My Social Security account, whether you've gotten credit for that.
That's correct.
Independently from your spouse. So yeah, I highly recommend people get that. And you can get that account when you're 40 years old and just track it. Or younger. I mean, I think it's important to see that. Whenever I went in and I got that My Social Security account, I found a couple of discrepancies in the way my income was reported.
Interesting.
And it ended up being that a former employer had sent in a W-2 that ended up being revised and had an error, and they didn't ever send in the corrected one. So there was a little hoop to it. Didn't really affect how much I was getting paid, because it's like an average over so many years. But nevertheless, it's good to keep track of that kind of stuff. And I wish I would have caught that when it happened instead of 10 years later. Right? David and Carol Beth Stewart are with us today on ABQ Connect, and they're answering questions that I'm asking about Medicare insurance. We're going to come back and talk about the basics one more time, about what's going on right now and the period that we're in and how you enroll and all of those kind of different things. David and Carol Beth Stewart are the owners of BlackBearInsurance.com. Their phone number is 505-620-7175. They are licensed independent broker Medicare advisors. No charge for their services to individuals. And we'll talk more about this all in detail. So I hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. So glad you joined us on ABQ Connect. David and Carol Beth Stewart are the owners of Black Bear Insurance. You've heard Black Bear Medicare for a really long time, and the name has had to change. Maybe you should tell us why, David.
Well, the government decided they don't want anyone to use the word Medicare in their names, because they don't want you to confuse that with being a government organization or being the same as Medicare.gov. And so we're trying to be compliant and
I love it.
Have changed to Black Bear Insurance to accommodate that.
Well, and I'll mention one more time that David and Carol Beth are licensed independent broker Medicare advisors. Their advisory services are provided at no charge to their clients. And in this interview, David and Carol Beth are explaining how they walk people through the language of Medicare and present the many options. There's a lot of options. And that'll lead me to my next question. So I'm on an Advantage plan. I've already said that early. We won't name any companies, but I'm on an Advantage plan. What questions should I be asking knowing that, okay, we have a different president, we have a different federal government? I don't know if that's what drives these changes, but they do change.
So the plans have an opportunity to change the benefits and the coverage and the care every year. And so the relationship, because we're in America, if they can change, that means we can change. So if they say, well, we're not going to give you as big of an allowance for your dental, vision, hearing, or we're changing hospitals, or your doctor's no longer in network, or any of a multitude of things, they tell you that through what we called an ANOC letter, an annual notice of change.
So, David, I have a primary care physician. Does this letter have to contain specifics about my primary care, or do they just generally say this may change? So you still have to be on top of it enough to figure out whether your physicians are.
The document called the Summary of Benefits is basically what they're communicating.
Okay.
And the Summary of Benefits is about their coverage. Their coverage includes as things like we talked about, these allowances for dental, vision, hearing, what their maximum out-of-pocket might be, these kinds of things. It's a whole nother level to drill down to know, is your doctor leaving the plan? Is your hospital leaving the plan? So you can check with your providers for that, or that's something we could check on for you. But most people stay on the same plan they've been on for multiple years. The first blush is now is the time to review that ANOC letter and or look at the summary of benefits to see if this still fits with you for the next year. And if not, between October 15 and December 7, you need to choose a new plan.
Do people have specific medical conditions that make one provider better than another, Carol Beth?
So all of the Advantage plans do have to cover everything that Medicare Part A and Part B would cover. So as long as what you're talking about is medically necessary, it's going to be covered by any of the plans. But there are certain plans that are called C-SNPs that basically that is a chronic special needs plan that cater to people with certain chronic health conditions.
Let's talk about type 1 diabetes, for example.
Exactly. And so that could be a qualifying illness that would allow you to consider one of these specialty plans. And those plans are designed with people with those diseases in mind. So it may have like a lower copay for a specialist. There might be lower costs for drugs that would be used for that disease. So that is something that we do have in New Mexico.
I think that's really important. And of course, in this hour, we're going to take another break in a couple minutes and then we'll have about 10 more minutes. So we can't answer all the questions, but I've said it a number of times. A lot of our listeners are familiar with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. He shares with us financial information about 15 minutes every Friday, and then about every fourth or fifth week, he's with us for an hour. He's talking about investments and different things. But medical coverage is a big financial, and I'm so excited that at johnmoore.com, go to the Insights page. You guys have recently done a webinar going over a lot of this, where this information is covered in great detail. Plus, you are offering Medicare education for free, Hoffmantown Church, Friday, October 17th at 10 o'clock a.m. It would be helpful. There's no cost to the event, but it would be helpful if you would RSVP at AF, as in Frank, M as in Mom, AFM at Hoffmantown.org. AFM at Hoffmantown.org. Again, you don't have to formally sign up and pay any fees or anything. It's absolutely free, but you know, there's going to be refreshments and other things, so they kind of want to know how many people are going. That's really neat that you guys are doing that for the community.
That's where it starts. It starts with education. That's why we're here today. That's why we did that seminar, that webinar with John Moore. That's why we're doing it at Hoffmantown. You've got to learn the language. We're pummeled with mail. Right? This time of year.
That's exactly what my question was going to be. I get a Medicare provider 3 a day. I mean, it's crazy. So why are they after all of us old guys to sign up for Medicare?
Well, you know how the world works. It appeals to fear and greed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can't scare you, then they're going to dangle a carrot in front of you.
Mm.
One of the things that bothers me is a lot of these TV commercials talk about get your free grocery card, right? Mm. We're going to give you a $500 grocery card. Well, really, that's more down in the minutiae of which plans offer that and what you have to do to qualify for that. And it's a very small percentage of the population. But someone hears free, and here's free grocery card for $500. They've got you on the phone, and now they're trying to talk you into a switching plans, whether you get that card or not. So it is available to some. If you qualify, you should get it. But be careful to react to the greed part. What can I get?
So again, there's a Medicare provider that's selling those benefits. And you hear the commercials and you see them on TV, and they may be selling something that you don't even qualify for.
And I had a client call me last week or the week before. It says, David, I've gotten all this mail for weeks and weeks. Every day I get Medicare mail. What should I do with all this mail? Now, she's a client of mine. I can help her with all of the questions that she has and if anything has changed for her and what we need to do. But that is one way that they try to appeal to you.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question that's not on our little cute list here. We have a husband and wife, David and Carol Beth Stewart, in studio. And I want to ask Carol Beth, do women have different questions than men about this?
Well, that is a great question. And it is nice that we work together as a husband-wife team because people... You know, if they feel more comfortable working with a woman or more comfortable working with a man, they have both options. So that is really nice. And I maybe when I meet with women, we do enjoy visiting. And
yeah.
And one thing that I kind of want to contrast to our educational seminars and like the webinar where we're talking to a larger audience and we're talking very broad information, you know, the other side to our business is that we love meeting one-on-one with people. We love having a personal relationship with the people that we serve. And our goal is very personal too. So we educate on all the big stuff, all the foundational things. But then with our clients, it is a very personal relationship. We are really trying to find out what do these people need? What are their priorities? And look at even what this year may be holding for them and what would be the things that they need to consider this year. And we talk a lot about being an advocate for our clients, and we love that about our job because we are in their corner. We are trying to help them with their Medicare questions, their Medicare decisions. And then when they have little bumps in the road that come up, they can call us and we are there to help walk them through that. If that's getting on the phone with them, who they need to talk to, if it's sending some emails for them, but we're there for them. So that is what I love about my job, is that it's very personal. We have relationships with our clients, and we just help them walk through their health care, and it's a privilege, and we enjoy it.
Here's going to be my question after we say thank you to our sponsors in this next little spot. I'm going to ask you guys if there's alternative to the Advantage plan. So you might have to reiterate what's an Advantage plan and are there alternatives. We'll be back with David and Carol Beth Stewart with Black Bear Insurance right after this. On Friday, October 17th, 10 o'clock a.m., there will be a free Medicare education seminar conducted by David and Carol Beth Stewart with Black Bear Insurance. They are sponsors of the programming here at KLYT. The seminar is free, and the only thing you need to do is RSVP at AF as in Frank, M as in Mary, AFM@Hoffmantown.org. And they just kind of want to know how many people are going to be coming at Hoffmantown. They're making the church available. Really appreciate that. And this is an educational event. I'm going to read your disclaimer right now. Even what we're doing right now is a educational event. Black Bear is not a government agency. They don't represent every plan available, but you do represent most of them. You can go online to Medicare.gov or search for the State Health Insurance Program in New Mexico for additional information, or you can attend one of these seminars and get your questions answered specifically. Talk to us about, what's an Advantage plan? You've kind of covered it, but maybe say what is an Advantage plan and are there alternatives to them?
So let's roll back. We've said it a few times. I go over it because I think it takes 3 to 5 times for this stuff to kind of stick, right? Mm-hmm. So we think of the first 4 or 5 letters of the alphabet, Medicare Part A and B. When should you go on? The C for that is calendar, right? Mm-hmm. As you approach 65, if you're not already on Medicare for certain diseases or conditions, that's when you should be thinking about it. You can stay on your employer group coverage if there's more than 20 people in your company. And delay Part B, wait and sign up, because it has a premium, it costs. So A and B are the federal component of Medicare. A, hospital, B, doctors and providers, okay? C, another name for an Advantage plan, is what comes next. That's private. A and B are federal. C and D are private. C is an Advantage plan. D is your drug plan, and E, more and more, is used to represent a supplement plan. A supplement plan is a whole nother animal. People would sign up for A and B, and for all the costs that A and B don't pay for, specifically B, your medical, a supplement can catch all of those costs and pay those for you. But guess what? It's going to cost you. You're going to pay an upfront monthly premium to say, I want to be measured in how much this is costing me. I want to be able to go see any doctor in the country that takes Medicare, other providers in other states. You know, in New Mexico, we care about that because we have less and less providers. So a supplement plan, if you can afford it, that's a cost question, because it's an addition to Part B. Many Part C Advantage plans start with a $0 premium, and then you pay as you go. You pay a deductible, you have co-pays, you have co-insurance, and eventually you reach a maximum out of pocket, where in general, flying, as Skip says, at 35,000 feet, in general, a supplement plan covers the cost that A and B don't pay for and catches the rest of it. And so supplement is great if you can afford it. If you're a healthy person, now you're looking at paying those premiums every month that you never used, and you're like, why am I paying all this money? If you're a person that was really sick and in the hospital all the time, you're saying, thank you, Lord, that I have a supplement plan that's paying all of this, because otherwise I'd be hitting my maximum out of pocket on an Advantage plan. But there's even other choices. I'm not going to get into the details, but if you have military benefits, there's specialty plans for them. Also, some larger organizations have retiree plans that are custom group plans for their retirees.
I know a number of retired teachers that have that kind of thing. Yeah.
Now, you should compare, shop and compare. It maybe isn't less than what an individual plan is, but it's a good option for some people. And so we're not, again, trying to steer people to a certain thing. We want them to understand what they're signing up for.
But again, a broker, you guys are an independent licensed broker, and others like you are connected to many plans, not trying to steer people one direction. You're trying to actually find what's best for individuals. So want to mention again, Hoffmantown Church, Friday, October 17th, 10 o'clock a.m. You can RSVP if you are interested in attending. This is a free Medicare education event put on by David and Carol Beth Stewart with Black Bear Insurance. Again, afm@hoffmantown.org is where you kind of RSVP to let them know at Hoffmantown that you're going to be attending. Neat community service deal. I want to give the contact information for blackbearinsurance.com. Again, that's blackbearinsurance.com. The phone number is 505-620-7175. A broker like you guys is going to go over the details of, okay, you're former military, you've got VA benefits. How does that dovetail with Medicare?
That's a great question. We like to sit down with people and just start asking them questions. And depending on how they answer those questions, it helps us know where to go deeper into information. So if someone has military background, then there are certain plans that may be available to them because of their military experience. So that we can help them consider what those might be. Some are individual plans that we might be able to talk to them more about. Some have to do with what's available to them through the military that they need to ask, you know, someone that's over them. But we really try to start with the broad questions and then help them narrow down that information to what's specific to them. And that's what we try to do. And if that means that we're able to offer them that plan, that's wonderful. If it means that they're going somewhere else for their plan because that's what's best for them, we're happy for them to do that as well. So we just help them really narrow the information that's coming at them and how to navigate it, how to decide what is it that they really want, what's available to them. And so we do that by asking questions and listening, and we really enjoy that process.
So I have been on Medicare for a couple of years. You've already said that my Advantage plan is changing. They're all changing, right, to some degree. And I've not received this ANOC letter. It might be that I've been emailed it but haven't seen it. So might be good for me to attend a free seminar, have that letter in hand, and be ready to ask questions. Would you say that'd be a good idea?
Yes. Look for the ANOC letter. Through all the piles of Medicare mail, find your ANOC letter or check email.
I love it. David and Carol Beth Stewart, BlackBearInsurance.com, sponsors here at KLYT. Phone number is 505-620-7175. Thank you guys for joining us.
Good to be with you.